Can I get a signal check, please?
KQ4 PNF, got you loud and clear.
Roger. I'm just checking a radio out. I had one repaired down in Atlanta, and repair didn't hold, so I've got another radio in my vehicle now. How's my audio on this one?
You're full quiet and coming through real strong. Sounds just right.
Fantastic. Well, have you got just a second? The other one lasted about six transmissions, and I'd kind of like to check this one under load for just a couple of minutes and see what it does.
Sounds good. What kind of radio is it?
Well, this one is a Yaesu FTM3200DR.
I'm talking to you on an ICOM 5100 set up as a base station in the house here, and I've got a Comet GP6 antenna on the roof.
All world, son. I've got a Comet GP15 set up at the top of my 50-foot tower. But this particular installation is with a vehicle.
It'll reach out and grab some signal. That's impressive.
And we'll have a 50-foot tower on your vehicle. KJ4CTD.
For those that weren't listening closely, the GP15 is at the top of my 50-foot tower, but this installation is in a vehicle.
But the question was, you don't have a 50-foot tower on your vehicle?
I'm working on it.
He told us we had to exercise your radio. Anyway, other station, go ahead.
But for that other station, hey, I'm working on the 50-foot tower for the bed of the truck. Give me a break.
Have it coming down the road. What kind of antenna are you running on your truck?
The radio that I had repaired that the repair didn't quite hold was a Yaesu FT8900R quad bander, and I am running the matching antenna for that, which is a Diamond CR8900A. It's a quad band antenna, but it's good for just dual band work also, and that's what I'm on right now. And I hope my audio is good and clean.
On my Bronco, I've got a Diamond FinR 770 dual band.
I'm just kind of dazing out. It's been a lot of driving.
Now, hang on a second. I just had to switch sides of the vehicle. Is that 770 you're talking about, is that a Diamond that is a shorter antenna that has kind of a little disc hat about midway up?
I believe it's a 38-inch... like a half-wave dual band. It's got I think of the model. This particular one's an NMO mount. And I like it because I can still park in the garage because it's a foldover. So that I kind of was specifically limiting my search to foldover antennas, which narrowed it pretty quickly. But yeah, with 38 inches on a lifted 4x4 vehicle, I can actually still park in the garage, which is handy. You just have to get out and fold it down every time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's why I've got that other little antenna. I'm going to walk over. It's about 20 feet away, and I'm going to look at the number on that thing, see if that's what you're talking about. I'll be right back, guy.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll be here. For PNF, and you're coming through, at least in my ear, a little scratchy, probably about 3x5.
Than that.
Maybe about a 2x5.
Are you on a handheld? On that Diamond, that little short Diamond, that's a SG7000.
Okay, yeah, what's the height on that?
But about, if it is, 24 inches.
It's easier parking in the garage. Like I said, I'd have no chance of fitting that 38-inch half-wave unless it folded over.
I know what you mean. Hey, you should see the problem I've got. I've got a Chevy 1500 Silverado that stays outside, so folding over is not an issue. I've got a little Ford Transit van, and I've got a Diamond on it that's about 28 or 30 inches, and it works great. But then I've got to figure out how in this world I am going to put an antenna on my C6 Corvette.
Hold.
2008 C6 LS2 with only 51,000 miles on it. There ain't going to be no holes.
Come near that with a drill.
Metal to hook to.
Could be a glass mount, could be an option.
You mean a pass-through glass?
That is a problem. Even if you could stick it to the glass, you'd have to figure out a way to get it inside, huh?
It'll do it.
Can you try that one more time? If you got a solution, I need to hear it.
What's your big deal?
Down that tool time, you know? More power. It's got to reach out to Texas on a single simplex, man.
Legal limit, that might be an issue.
Power to it, it'll do anything. You just wait in the passenger seat.
Convertible, so... Anyhow, if I could figure out a way... Oh, okay, now that might be a thought. Since the body is just plastic, I could get that short 7,000 antenna and mount it on a mag mount and get myself a large cookie sheet and just put it in the trunk. Oh. Huh. Now that's a concept.
Hey, while you're busy RFIing yourself, I'm going to get out of the truck and catch a alert. Catch a 460 clear.
Under first world problems, though.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, this thing seems to be operating pretty well, and it's hanging in there. So, and I checked the SWR on this diamond antenna. It seems to be great. It's about 1.4. So, I'm going to write it off as a bad repair, and I'll have to take it back down to Atlanta very soon to let them see if they can figure out the rest of the problem. So, well, guys, you have a nice afternoon, and I will hopefully talk to you again soon since I'll be back on the air. KN4 VWA. What's left of me is clear.
Yeah, anytime. KQ4 PNF. I'll be clear.
All right.
What's his name? Wooderson? Woods? Woodward? Woodward? Is Wooders? You know what I'm talking about?
This was a movie.
Think of Matthew McConaughey's character's name is Woodard or something.
Yes, I watched it. I can't even remember his name. This is KQ4ASO Mobile.
Well, your age there. Have a good afternoon, and I'm going to shut up before everybody figures out I'm from a different millennium.
Model, how about you?
I'm a way different millennium. I'm a 1955 model. I'm a classic.
And my mom was a 53 model.
Well, like I said, I'm bailing on you guys. This radio is working, and I'm going to take it camping this weekend. So, y'all have fun at it. Don't get caught. And KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
That sounds pretty awesome here, and I hope you enjoy your camping trip. And I'll say 73 from KQ4 ASO.